This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Jim Hinckley, and his book is Ghost Towns of the West. You know, you're probably old enough, and you've been doing this long enough, where you may have met people that lived in these ghost towns that were just sort of the last old-timer that was just still sitting there in that creaky rocking chair as his town was depopulated. A lot of these places sort of met their doom in around World War I time, but none of those people are around anymore. Do you remember any people that were actually like the last resident of one of these ghost towns?
Yeah, actually my first employment was for Ed Edgerton out at Ed's camp in the Black Mountains of Oatman. And Ed had come west around the World War I era to go to work in the mines, couldn't make any money there, and he set up camp at a place called Little Meadows. It was an old mining center. Father Garces had camped there in 1776. And he was pretty much it, and he held on there right up into the 1970s. Wow. Ed was stereotypical. He just radiated. He looked like he was trying out for a movie part. Summer or winter, he wore long johns that at one time were probably white. From the eyebrows up, he was parchment white, and the rest of him was saddle brown. And he seemed to have an aversion to soap and water on a regular basis. But he had an intimate knowledge of the geology, the history, and he had spent literally a lifetime tramping the mountains there in western Arizona.
How did he talk?
He had a real slow way of talking, a real deliberate way of talking. He was a man of very few words, but when he spoke, it was important.
So, Jim, with all these empty buildings and these boom and bust stories and the rust and the breeze and the legends, there must be some ghost stories. What's a favorite ghost story?
Well, if a person looks for ghosts, you can always find them. It takes very little imagination to imagine ghosts in any of these little towns. You can. There's all kinds of stories of hauntings because of, people who met untimely ends.
Well, tell us about just one that you think is particularly spine-curdling.
Well, there's the legend of the Red Camel in Arizona. Has been around for quite a while. It was the story of one of Beale's camels from his camel caravan that was turned loose. But the story became epic by the 1890s. People claimed religiously that they had seen this camel with a skeleton tied to its back in the Arizona deserts.
And?
That story has persisted.
That's just it. There's just a camel with a skeleton. There's got to be a sort of a plot.
No plot at all.
They just see this thing. That makes it almost more credible if everybody sees this oxymoronic sort of traveling duo.
Yes, and it's supposed to be some people in the Ehrenberg, Arizona, said whenever they saw that, they knew there was going to be a death in the community.
Well, if I saw a red camel with a skeleton dangling on it walking through my little town, I'd think the same thing.
Yes, and with every telling, the camel got bigger and bigger, by the way.
All right. Well, thanks again, Jim, and I hope that your spurs keep on jingling.
Thank you, sir.